Welcome to the Good Soldier Podcast. My name is Pastor Esteban Montoya of the Mountain View Baptist Church in Taos, New Mexico, and thank you for taking time to listen to the second episode of the Good Soldier Podcast. And this podcast is here to help encourage independent Baptist preachers to fight the good fight of faith, to take up the sword of the Lord, and go forward for the glory of God. Our website is www.goodsoldier.co. Again, that is www.goodsoldier.co. And if you go there, you can join our newsletter and receive updates whenever we release new podcast episodes and other articles and so forth that we will only give exclusively in the email newsletter. I would also encourage you to head over to facebook.com and at Facebook, you go to facebook.com/goodsoldier.co and you could like our page and we share encouraging articles on that page and so forth. And so I want to go ahead and real quick, just make mention of our sponsor for this podcast. I'm working together with Pastor Ryan Hayden of the Valley of the Bible Baptist Church in Mattoon, Illinois, and he is a preacher friend of mine, and we are working together to make tools for churches so that their ministry could be done more effectively, and in particular to save the time of a pastor. And so there are tools to help organize your church services. There are tools to help organize your prayer lists. And then we're also making a tool so that you can share your sermons online. And something else we're working on is a website maker for churches. We're making a content management system for churches to make websites. And so head over to www.simplechurchtools.co. Again, that is www.simplechurchtools.co. And you could try one of the tools for free if you head over there. And so thank you for listening to that little sponsor here today. The topic is the ministry is supposed to be work. The ministry is supposed to be work. We all know in the Bible it teaches what is known as the qualifications of a pastor. And you find that in 1 Timothy chapter number 3. And you also find the qualifications of a deacon. Then you also find it in the book of Titus as well. But whenever you read the qualifications of a pastor, the Bible says in the very first verse, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, "This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work." Let me say that again. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. The ministry is supposed to be work. It's not going to be easy to serve the Lord as a preacher. And I really believe that we as God's men, whenever we answer the call to preach, we are answering a call to labor for the Lord. I find it interesting that as he talks to Timothy, Paul is teaching Timothy about doctrine and different things. And he actually writes two books to him, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. And we see a lot of similarities between the two. And we find that in this particular passage that Paul is giving him these qualifications. And the very first thing is that if you're going to be in the ministry, it is a good work. Now, as I mentioned, the ministry is supposed to be work, but may I encourage you today that it is a good work. A good work. But as you continue to read in this passage of scripture and you read throughout the book of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, you'll find several words that are mentioned over and over. And so in 1 Timothy, it talks about that, but chapter number 4 and verse number 10, Paul is teaching about what is going to be in the end times and how we're to conduct ourselves. And he says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is a savior of all men, especially of those that believe." And then he goes on to give some instructions to Timothy. And so in the first part of the chapter, he's dealing with how it's going to be in the end times and how we're to conduct ourselves and what we're going to be facing. And then he says that that's a faithful saying. And here's what I'm going to tell you. We are to labor and suffer reproach because of our faith in the Lord. Now, the Bible says that all they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And so when you consider those things and you see that being a Christian is going to bring persecution, and then you consider being a minister of the Lord, a pastor of the Lord, it takes things up a notch. And so it calls it labor, and we suffer reproach. And again, the Bible calls it a good work. And so that's in 1 Timothy, and there's more to deal with it. But in 2 Timothy, one of the verses that we started off with when we're dealing with endurance, we stopped there, but we didn't continue on to read a few of the other passages. But it says here in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 6, the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. And so he is instructing Timothy to be a good soldier of Christ and to endure hardness. And he talks about it being a war. He talks about serving the Lord and to strive lawfully, compares it to a race. And then he compares the ministry to a husbandman, a farmer, someone who goes out and works a field. Now, if you know anything about working in a field, it is a lot of work to do such. To see the fruit of your labor, it takes time. Imagine if you were to take a field that hasn't been used in a long time, and it's overgrown with weeds and trees and all sorts of different things, and there's trash under the ground and so forth, and you go and you gotta clean out the whole field, and then you gotta break up the hard ground, and then you gotta till the land and all these different things, and then eventually you're able to go out and plow the land and plant your seeds and water the land. And then from there, you need to keep out the weeds and so forth. And as you labor, it takes time for there to be fruit. But the end goal is that reward of the fruit. It's a good work. It's a good labor. And so he talks about it being a husbandman that laboreth. The ministry is work. And so you see Paul is iterating this to Timothy. And I want to encourage you, preacher, that as you go on to serve the Lord, if the work is hard, work is work. And I understand sometimes there are jobs that are easier than others, but I grew up with my dad laying tile. And just to be honest, as much as I like tile and I don't find it very difficult to do, it's still hard work. The other day we had to dig an electric trench. We had to dig a trench and run electrical wire from our house to the next door neighbor because we had a shared well, and they didn't pay their electric bill. And when they didn't pay their electric bill, the well stopped working because it was on their electricity. And so we had to run our own wire over there. And thankfully, we had a man from our church who was able to help us. Nevertheless, we had to go and we had to dig a trench. And it was all good up until we got to the driveway. And the last little stretch took us longer than the entire day. And it was back-breaking work. We were there with pickaxes just breaking through the ground. It was hard, but I look and we have electricity to the well house, and now our family has water. We were without water for a few days, and we were trying to get things going and so forth. But nevertheless, it was work, but it was a good work, and there was a result of it. And I remember the man told me, when you take a shower tonight, it's going to be a good shower, because we didn't have water for several, in fact, it was a couple weeks that we didn't have water, but he says it's going to be a good shower because you earned that water. And when you think about laboring and you think about working and so forth, and a husbandman and the fruit that he partakes of, and Paul telling Timothy the office of a bishop, it's a good work. There is a reward in it. And in particular, it talks about fruit. Meaning that you're going to see people get saved. You're going to see people whose lives are changed. You're going to see people who you're able to make a difference for the glory of God in their life. And that is good fruit. And that is a good work. And so it takes time. It takes effort. As a husbandman, as a farmer, knows that he doesn't plant a seed one day and then immediately there is fruit the very next day. It takes time. And so the ministry is work. And so Paul even tells Timothy further down in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so he tells him again that you're going to labor to preach and invest in people and give them the word of God. And you're studying on behalf of the Lord. You want his approval, but you're studying to feed the flock of God. And you're a workman, the Bible says, a workman. We're to labor and so forth. And you continue even, and you read the Bible and what it teaches about in the Gospel of Matthew, whenever Jesus said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he was send forth laborers into his harvest. And I want to encourage you, preacher, as you are going through the battle and as you started this new year and you have a lot of expectations and you have a lot of goals and vision and you're encouraged and you're seeking the Lord, maybe you're discouraged, whatever the case may be, but you're going forward in this year and you're going to serve the Lord, just know that it is going to be work. And so I want to encourage you in that. And we understand what it means to work physically for money. We are serving the Lord, and being a preacher, a minister of the gospel is work. And so thank you for listening to the second episode of the podcast. Again, I would encourage you to head over to www.goodsoldier.co and join our newsletter so you can receive updates whenever we release new podcast episodes. And also, I'm going to be sharing some articles here in the near future within the next 2 weeks that are only going to be in the newsletter. They're not going to be public. They're not going to be online. So you have to join the newsletter in order to get them. And so thank you, and may Christ bless you today.